When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code GOALS at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code GOALS. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update or market expectations for the week of March 17th. So what we're going to talk about today is, well, rates were steady, let's say steady last week. We're going to try to figure out this week is based on the economic data that we're going to get in, what's going to happen with the Federal Reserve. So that's the biggest news we got coming out. But right now we have Treasury Secretary Bessent. He came in and said, we're on a fiscal crash with our fiscal policies. That's why DOGE is in place and things like that. You might not agree with it or agree with it, whatever, but we need to get our fiscal house in shape. Next thing is the Federal Reserve's meeting this week. And what are they going to do? So that's what we're going to talk about briefly. And then based on the economic news, what are we going to expect? So first off, we're going to look at what the Federal Reserve looks at. These are the basic items on the economy that they look at. And then what's the expectations of what in the heck they're going to do in 2 days and 3 hours? Well, let's get to it. My name is Dan Frio, where I do this report actually 2 times a day weekdays. And I help to try to explain what's going on with these things. Because I don't know what's going on with your house values. And I'm in real estate. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. And here's the unique thing is, our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world would we do that? And how does that help you? I'll give you all that information at the end of this video. It's pretty intriguing. So let's get over to it. Mortgage rates, let's say they were just kind of a little bit hoppy last week. Nothing like the stock market. One day it's up 700, next day it's down 800, next day it's up 500. So we're going to focus in on some of the details we're getting this week to see what the projections are from what basically the Fed and where also the other markets are going to go. So let's get to it. Right here through here, it says we have a new Secretary of the Treasury. His name is Bessent. He used to be on Wall Street, genius when it comes to his field. He's helping the Trump administration get our fiscal policies in check, as well as, you know, Elon Musk and those. And I don't know if you agree with it, disagree with it, but we do all agree that there's a lot of waste in our government money. Let's start trying to at least, you know, correct that issue. I'll just put it that way, for the goodness of all. Okay, so that's one thing that they're seeing. Federal Reserve's meeting this week, and they're going to tell us what they're going to do. Based on, here's the data that they look at. They look at inflation, they look at unemployment, they look at GDP, and it plays all of a role in them setting this rate right here. This rate right here is the federal funds rate. It's no rate that really any banks use. It's basically interbank lending. But when the interbank lending rates go up, well, then the banks pass on that rate increase to you. As these go down, well, the banks will also do the same. They'll then start lowering their short-term rates on things. What we focus here on is the MBS actually bond that trades on Wall Street that really determines rates. I'll get back to that in a second. Let's get to the economic calendar that we're going to see this week and see what changes or what's to expect basically that might fit into the Federal Reserve's wheelhouse that might affect their decision this week. So let's get over to it. We have on Monday, we have retail sales and things like that. That's not really going to do anything for the Fed. And then we have the Fed coming out on Wednesday telling us what they're going to do. So there's no data that's coming out in the next couple days before the Federal Reserve meets. Then right after that, we'll have initial jobless claims. But if we go back, here's what the Federal Reserve actually looks at. Okay, they look at inflation. Actually, inflation just went down last tick. last week. And the week before, we had consumer prices, producer prices, and other inflationary numbers coming down. Fantastic numbers. We had the unemployment rate tick up, but when you dig down in or into the data, we still have over 200,000 jobs created each month, which is actually fantastic. Right now, what everybody's looking at is the GDP. Is it going to turn negative? Is it going to stay positive? That's the next batch of data that we have coming out. But the Federal Reserve is meeting prior to that. So what are they expected to do? Well, let's get over to the CME Fed Watch tool. Basically, what this tells us, it gives us a prediction of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting or the next, well, I'll just say the next several meetings that are coming out. So in 2 days, Federal Reserve is going to tell us they're going to do what? We'll go down through here. Let's look at the probabilities of things. Okay, so right through here. What I explained to you just a little bit ago is the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5, right through there. Okay, so in that there. You go over to here, and this is where it is right now. I can validate it with you right through there. Okay, so it's 4.25 to 4.5. So let's look at what's expected to happen, right? So at the March meeting, that's coming up this week, there's a 100% chance they're not going to do anything. They're keeping the funds rate right where it is. Same thing at the next meeting in June. Now, or I'm sorry, in May. So then the June meeting is when it gets a little bit dicey. We'll say there's a little bit over a 50% chance at that time, the data that's coming in between now and then will cause the Federal Reserve to cut rates. Okay, so that's the expectations. So there's expectations of one rate cut through here, and that one's supposed to be in June. The next rate cut is supposed to be in September, and then the one after that is in December. I'm on a wait and hold. I think we got one between this range through here. And then as the data comes in, especially tariff data, because tariff and immigration data is the major culprits right now of a lot of these things and everything else. Basically, and also, we can't leave out Russia, Ukraine, Greenland, the Middle East, and everything else. So there's huge uncertainties out in the world right now, and that's what we're facing. So based on the data that we have right now, in the economic news, the Federal Reserve's most likely not going to do anything. So let's look at these things at a short-term, mid-term, and a long-term trajectory. So what I want to do now is go over to the charting here and just kind of bore you guys, I guess I'll say it that way, to see where rates went over the last, let's go back to the last 6 months, okay? So again, how you understand this, if this, the price of the bond, right, that you're seeing up through there, and this is what it's projecting right through here, if the price of the bond goes down, rates are going up. Okay, so right through here, you saw them going down, right? This is as high as rates got. And on January 13th, that's where we kind of peaked out. Ever since that, we've been in a downward spiral, okay? So this is, again, when this goes up, rates are coming down. So let's go to a three-month cycle. This is what's happening, okay? So the scary thing is going back to this cycle that we just went through, okay? This is where we were. If you go back and look at October, right through here, September and October of 2024, that's when rates were at their lowest. Because again, you have to kind of put this chart upside down. So that's when rates were the lowest. This is actually right exactly when the Federal Reserve cut rates. And then rates went up 1% all the way down through here. So now we're teetering back up to this. So let's we're going to go to a 5-year, and a 5-year is a little bit too far. But if we go back through here, here's when rates were like 2-3%. And then you could see how it held from there. So now what we're looking at is this time frame right through here. What's going to go on through here? There's a lot of stuff that took place during this time, but what are the charts telling us? What we're trying to do is see these dramatic drops here, 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 and here. We're trying to help homeowners and home buyers take advantage of these things. That's when I'm like, hey guys, rates are crashing. A lot of people are saying, Dan, rates haven't really moved. Well, they moved dramatically over the last 2 or 3 months. So I try to bring it out there to say, hey guys, take a look at where your rates are right now. There might be a position where if you're a homeowner to actually refinance and save a lot of money. If this is an entry point where you're like, okay, well, this might be some good timing to start looking for homes and things like that, that's what we're trying to at least emphasize out for you to say, okay, here's what's expected for rates. So here's what my expectations are. Short term, we're going to get this data in. Federal Reserve's not going to do anything. Tariff data is going to continue to come in, jobs reports and everything. I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised. There's going to be a hiccup. And then we're going to be pleasantly surprised in about 60 to 90 days with things. Okay, so I'm expecting rates to be a little bit stagnant right now between 6.5 and 7. The third quarter of this year, I'm expecting rates to get about 6.5. Then at the end of the year, based on the data, that's where I don't know if we're going to go from 6.5 to 6, or if we can teeter from 6.5 to 7. My projections long term are a little cloudy right now. Short term, if you're a homeowner, good time to look into refinancing, because most likely rates are going to go up before they come down, and they're going to go up faster than they would come down. You're going to see the downtick kind of gradually down by down. If you have any bad news in the markets, you're going to see it uptick pretty fast. So that's what my expectations are, kind of like the stock market's doing right now, based on, you know, what day it is. It's up 5-6. You don't really see a lot of days where it's just, you know, up 50 or 60 points and so forth. So that's what I'm expecting us to see over the next short term, midterm, and long term. So those are my expectations where I see that. So now let's get over to who I am and what I do. Before we go there, hold on. I got to do a public service announcement. A lot of people are like, Dan, I know you do this. Is it a paid thing? Is it a what? No. I'm doing this for your good, okay? This is to stop trigger leads. What are trigger leads? Trigger leads is when a bank pulls your credit, you're applying for a mortgage, what's going to happen is that data now is I'll put it up, it's free game, but you got to pay for it. So you're going to have mortgage companies and lenders and brokers buying this data, and they're going to start calling you. And it's relentless. I had a guy give me an update. It was 54 people tried to reach out to him after I pulled his credit. And I asked him actually to do a testimonial for me, and we're setting that up. So to prove that this isn't BS. Okay, so just go to optoutprescreener.com, sign up down below. It's real simple. Do this 5 days before you want somebody to pull your credit. That's my public service announcement. So let's get to who I am and what do I do. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federal loan officer, a license in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. There's a handful of banks in the country that do this, and that's the only places I work, and I just left one bank. This wasn't my fit, and now I'm with a bank that has four of my old employees there that actually created this thing, and I'm helping them grow it. So right now, we have about 32 lenders. It's our bank. We're a federal bank that gives us our license. We have 32 other banks that we're working with, we've signed up with. So what this does is you can put in your application with us right up through there. What's going to happen is, before I pull your credit, I'm going to call you. We're going to answer any questions that you have. That's the biggest point of this thing. And then if you decide, yes, let's go forward with this, I'm going to pull your credit one time. Then I'm going to give you all the product options that I have and all the product options that these companies have. They have programs. Like if you're an investor, they have a DSCR program. If you're confused with that, you need to know about it. We have reverse mortgages. We have down payment assistance programs. $6,000 to help you for the down payment and the closing costs. So don't pass that up. These are options that you probably couldn't find on your own. Okay, so if you want to work with us or work with me, love to work with you, no matter where you are out in the country. So go to therateupdate.com. You can find me right through here. You can put in your application right there, or you can schedule a one-on-one consultation. It's kind of doing the same thing there. Once you put in your application, I'm going to give you a call and we're going to go through all your questions. But if you'd rather do this before you put in the application, you can do that. Or if you want to scroll down to the bottom, do that right through there, and you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. So our 800 number is right through there, 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And if you got a comment, folks, that down below. If you really need some help and you want a question answered, send me an email with your contact information. Love to email you back, text you back, or even give you a phone call to answer that question or more. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day, folks. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow morning. Ring bell to see how this mess starts another week. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.